This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's military said it made gains in northern Syria Saturday, while Kurdish fighters called on the U.S. for help. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Donald Trump, meanwhile, continued to defend his decision to pull some U.S. troops out of northeastern Syria, a decision which spurred Turkey's cross-border offensive. Speaking at the annual Values Voter Summit, the president said there was no reason for U.S. troops to stay in the region indefinitely.
The Kurds are tending to leave, and that's good. Let them have their borders. But I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
The president also repeated his threat of imposing economic sanctions against Turkey if, in his words, they don't meet their commitments. The president said that the Turkish incursion into Syria has damaged relationships with Ankara. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Four people were killed and 17 were missing after the most powerful typhoon to hit Japan in decades paralyzed Tokyo, flooding rivers and putting millions of people under evacuation warnings before plowing up the northeastern coast. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the region around Tokyo before dawn Sunday, but imposed them on areas further north after Typhoon Hagibis blasted through the capital. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the danger of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency. He said the intensity of rain is something we've never experienced. It is highly likely that landslides and flood watch areas might be already experiencing some kind of disasters. Authorities are also keeping a close watch on Fukushima, where Tokyo Electric Power Company reported irregular readings from sensors monitoring the water at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, which was crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. An indigenous group in Ecuador that has led protests for more than a week against a law that ended fuel subsidies said Saturday it has accepted direct talks with President Lenin Moreno. In a televised message, Moreno thanked indigenous leaders for agreeing to talks, but he did not comment on whether he would repeal the law. He also ordered a military-backed curfew in Quito and surrounding valleys starting at 20 hours UTC Saturday, blaming violence on extremists whom he said had infiltrated protests. The Highland capital was rocked by a 10th day of clashes over Moreno's austerity plan, with the offices of Ecuador's comptroller set on fire and access roads to Quito's airport blocked. A crowd of about 1,000 people marched in Burkina Faso's capital Ouagadougou Saturday to denounce terrorism and the presence of foreign military bases in Africa after at least 16 people were killed in a mosque. One source said 13 people died on the spot at the Grand Mosque in the town of Salmasi Friday. Three others succumbed to their injuries. There was a shooting at a wedding in New Hampshire on Saturday. Three people were injured. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police say a man with a handgun showed up at the church in Pelham while the wedding was underway. A man and a woman were shot and another person was injured as wedding guests subdued the shooter.
They basically gang tackled him. There was a struggle ensued. Minor injuries occurred to the other guests who were in the struggle with the shooter.
Pelham Police Chief Joseph Rourke also says they're investigating a motive.
That's Julie Walker of AP. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.